The gospel lesson is found on page 900 in your pew Bibles. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his countenance was altered and his raiment became dazzling white. And behold, two men talked with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they awoke, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is well that we are here. Let us make three booths, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. As he said this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silence and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you allow us the privilege of coming together in your presence to worship you. You have made that possible through your Son, Jesus Christ, and we are grateful. Father, as we come this morning, we ask that you would speak to us through your word, that you would nourish us through your sacrament, that your very presence would empower us to serve you more faithfully throughout all of our lives. Use this time towards those ends, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Well, we just heard the description of the transfiguration of Jesus, witnessed by his disciples, Peter, James, and John. And I can imagine the questions from the other 9 disciples the next day. What happened up there? What was he like? What does all of this mean? All valid questions, which could only lead the 3 witnesses to share the vivid verification of Jesus and all his claims and his teaching. Understand, it wasn't a transformation making Jesus someone different from who he had always been. No, it was a transfiguration allowing them to see him as he truly is. Jesus is the one who came to save and to transform us. I don't know if you saw it last Sunday. The front page of the Times Herald had an above-the-fold story with the headline, "Overdose Deaths Rise in Pennsylvania." The story went on to describe how in 2016, there were 4,642 overdose deaths in Pennsylvania. Let me put that in a different context for you. That means 13 overdose deaths every day. Montgomery County rated number 26 out of 67 Pennsylvania counties with about 230 overdose deaths for the year. I conducted one of those funerals right here at St. Paul's. Well, this morning, we have the privilege of hearing from Eileen, who comes to share with us about the work of Narcotics Anonymous and Serenity Sisters in this context. So, Eileen, if you would please.
Good morning. My name is Eileen, and I am a recovering drug addict, and I'm the General Service Representative for Serenity Sisters, our Narcotics Anonymous meeting that meets here every Tuesday evening at 7:30 at St. Paul's Church. I would like to express our group's gratitude to Pastor Dan, to Annie, Stephanie, and Fran, and to the community for inviting NA into your community. It is a truly much-needed resource for recovering women in this area who are suffering from the grips of drug addiction. And thank you for allowing me to speak about our meeting and the positive effect it's having on these women. This meeting has become a cornerstone for many women in this area who needed a place where they could share openly and honestly the daily challenges they face each day and learn how to live one day at a time in recovery. I've been a member of Narcotics Anonymous for over 27 years. My addiction brought me to a place of hopelessness and despair. I was introduced to this program through a rehabilitation facility. At that time, I was a mother of three children. I was spiritually bankrupt, full of shame and guilt, and desperately needed to find a new way of life. My disease isolated me from God, my family, my friends, and it nearly cost me my life. Coming to NA was not easy. I felt like a stranger in a strange land. But what I saw was a group of people who were just like me, who were staying clean a day at a time. I identified with them on so many levels, and their stories were very similar to mine. I grew up in a Christian household with certain beliefs and values and weekly attendance at church. However, my father was an alcoholic, and there was much pain and suffering brought about by his disease. I always said I would never be like my father. At the age of 32, I found myself walking the same path until my four-year-old daughter said to me, "Oh no, Mommy, not again." She knew there was something wrong with me. She knew this wasn't normal. I truly believe that God spoke to me that day through my daughter. Excuse me. I didn't want her to grow up as I had. I didn't want to be a drug addict. I just didn't know how to stop. And I found this program, or should I say it found me. I had to surrender my way of thinking and be willing to take certain steps based on spiritual principles that made my recovery possible. I also needed to be honest and forthright from the very start. They told me to get a sponsor to help guide me in my recovery. More importantly, they told me to find a God of my understanding who was loving and powerful. It was suggested to me that I make a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of my higher power, who I choose to call God. Through God, the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous, and many women in my life, I was able to stay clean and start a new way of life. I went from utter degradation to becoming a productive member of society. The women in A taught me how to be a mother, a wife, a daughter, and a friend. I was able to educate myself, start a career, raise four wonderful children, and have a loving marriage that's lasted for many years. None of this would have been possible without that program. And as the program says, we have to give it away to keep it. So last year I started this small meeting called Serenity Sisters at Phoenixville Hospital for women who were struggling with many issues in their daily lives. The meeting attracted several women, but slowly but surely the membership dwindled. And after about 6 months, the four remaining members decided to close the meeting. We prayed to God asking for direction because we felt there was a need for a women's group in the area. That last meeting was Tuesday evening in early January. When I arrived home, my dear friend Anne-Marie called to tell me a message that she had received from St. Paul's, interested in hoping a meeting as a way to bring about recovery for those suffering in the opioid crisis. She asked if I would be interested in being part of that group and invited me to attend the meeting with Pastor Dan. Of course I accepted. God had answered our prayers. We truly believe that this was God's divine intervention that brought about this meeting. It is very unusual for a church to reach out to NA requesting a meeting. It's usually the other way around. And because of the stigma attached to drug addiction, many facilities steer clear of providing a place for any meetings. Through several discussions, we thought a women's meeting would be the best avenue to follow, and we decided to call it Serenity Sisters. We held our first meeting here at St. Paul's on February the 7th. We were told by a group of members would be praying for us during our meeting time at St. Paul's. We knew that this meeting would not fail. This meeting is the first women's group in Montgomery County of Narcotics Anonymous, because the invitation to host a meeting here at St. Paul's, this church community is definitely making a difference in the lives of these many women. The group is thriving because your community recognized the need of recovery and reached out to the service organization to get it started. For that, we're truly grateful. Through a loving God and your support, the group has maintained a solid attendance of about 25 women, many of whom are recovering from the recent opioid crisis. Just as I was taught 27 years ago, these women are finding a new way of life, they're staying clean, and they're reaching out to other women for support. The old adage, that once an addict, always an addict, no longer applies. I am living proof, as so is those women, that we do recover. Help is available. Our message is hope and our promise is freedom. If you think you have a problem with drugs or you know someone that does, please feel free to come to our meeting. There are well over 250 meetings in the eastern region of Pennsylvania. If you know of someone who has a drug problem, you can call the NA hotline at 215-NA-WORKS or go to our website, naworks.org. Again, thank you for allowing me this time to share and express our group's gratitude to St. Paul's. It's truly been a great blessing, and I do have some literature if anyone is interested. Thank you, Pastor Dan.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks for your great power that works in our lives in very real ways. We thank you for the many days over these past 27 years that you have helped Eileen stay clean, including this day. Pray that that power would continue to work in her life, that she would be used by you in the lives of others. We thank you for the privilege of being part of that work and ask that it would continue in your grace and your mercy. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.